So this one is from Sachinandan Swami.
Dear Chibhuvanath Prabhu, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. With a mixture of sadness and happiness, we have heard of Sriman Chibhuvanath Prabhu's glorious departure from this earthly life. We remember his kindness on this fallen soul, in whom he installed the desire to join Srila Prabhupada's mission. He will remain one of the most glorious examples of selfless, joyful, and enthusiastic dedication to Srila Prabhupada's mission for generations to come. When I asked him 1 year ago whether he was afraid of death, he said, "No, I know I am not the body. I only wish to keep it if I can engage it in Srila Prabhupada's service." Glorious, self-realized, dedicated, and full of Srila Prabhupada's mercy. And just before he passed away, he matter-of-factly said, "It seems my time is up now." No big words, but self-realized, non-attached. What an example. We remember our last darshan with Srila Prabhupada at the manor. His divine grace had just asked us, "So, have you understood our philosophy?" And finally he answered his own question. "First of all, you have to understand that life is eternal." I think Chibhuvanath Prabhu has understood, and I know that he is extremely dear to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Sri Krishna. Yes, we will always miss him, but Srila Prabhupada has him, always into eternity. I was thinking to come to the funeral in the manor, but I see the stern and loving face of Chibhuvanath Prabhu, my great example. "Maharaj, why did you interrupt your preaching tour? Don't you know that life is eternal?" So let me remember him by more and more preaching, more and more surrender, more and more detachment, more dedication. Please give me your mercy, Chibhuvanath Prabhu, your humble servant, Sachinanda Swami. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavs die when thou art living in sound. The Vaishnavs died to life, but living try to spread the holy name around. There's also a footnote. As far as my memories of Chibhuvanath Prabhu are concerned, here is another one. When I first joined, I joined the London Temple in 1970 or 1971. At that time, I would feel totally inspired by seeing Chibhuvanath Prabhu's transcendental enthusiasm. In my memory, he had something like a little motorbike and went from place to place to arrange for the Rathiatra festival. He would come late. Simultaneously, he would engage in preaching to all kinds of people. He always came late back to the temple at around 11 or 12 o'clock. At that time, the temple was overcrowded, and he very unassumingly laid down on the staircases of the Berry Place temple and spent a few hours of deep rest. Of course, I remember him during the kirtans dancing and playing his mridanga in this special Chibhuvanath style, which is so dear to all of us. The effect Chibhuvanath Prabhu's presence had on me was to simply try to give up my own comfort and sacrifice my energy for Krishna. Although I did not have so much contact with Chibhuvanath Prabhu, whenever I met him, I was magically filled up with great enthusiasm and willingness to overcome my own limitations for the service of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Over the years, I have often thought what authenticity in Krishna consciousness could mean. When I saw Chibhuvanath Prabhu, I found the answer: 100% dedication to the mission of Srila Prabhupada, resting on the deep spiritual conviction that we are eternal souls and not the body. I wish all those who are attending the memorial ceremonies of this great soul a deep connection, and that they may be able to follow in this life, the example of this wonderful Vaishnava who has deeply inspired all of our lives. Your servant, Sachinanda Swami.